good?
The bad.
WTF.
Thinking.
Welcome back to episode 81 of The Good, The Bad, and The WTF, What They're Thinking. And we're officially in spooky season now. How does it feel?
Feels normal. I feel more in Christmas season. I'm seeing more Christmas stuff than Halloween stuff.
It's just a way, isn't it? We care more about Christmas because you can make more money out of Christmas in this country than you can Halloween. Although it has just started raining where I am.
So, got so to do it kind with of
sets
of
the it just sets the mood a little bit.
Okay.
Mentally, it's just Fridays. It just seems to rain in the UK now. Friday evenings, they're just like rain. It's just how it is.
Yeah, I guess you got to be there.
Yeah, I was referring to last week, but it was what it is. Anyway, before we talk about spooky stuff, we do need to address a trailer that dropped yesterday.
The most horrifying trailer. More scary than any horror movie you're going to see this month.
Go on.
Super Mario Bros. The movie. Now.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I suppose this is kind of, it's getting a lot of flack for the fact that Chris Pratt is not doing an Italian accent. But then again, if he started to do an Italian accent, it probably would get flack for him trying to do a tacky Italian accent. So it's kind of like you're going to lose either way. It's a lose-lose scenario.
It is a lose-lose scenario. I do wonder whether there were a lot of meetings that took place as to whether they were going to do this Italian accent or whether they weren't. And I imagine a few lawyers were in the room when they were discussing this, and they're like, are we going to offend Italians by doing something that, you know, whenever you think of Mario, you go, Mario. That's just what happens naturally. I suppose
it's a me, a Mario.
Right. Yeah, it's a me, a Mario.
But they could get an Italian actor.
I would prefer that, wouldn't you?
So bad.
Wouldn't you? Chris Pratt is not going to bring me to the cinema to watch fucking Mario. All right.
When did it come that animated movies have to have movie stars? Because that never used to be a thing. You go back to, like, apart from like a one-off person, you go back to a movie like Beauty and the Beast. There's no A-listers in that movie.
That's a good point.
The Lion King. I mean, all right, it's got some. I wouldn't say they're A-listers. It might have some more bigger actors. I think Aladdin was the problem. I think Robin Williams being in Aladdin, suddenly it sort of, it changed a little bit. But I mean, you look at the cast, right? And if you're a kid, do you really know who Chris Pratt is? Do you really know who Jack Black is? Do you really know who Seth Rogen is? Especially if you're a kid, you're not going to know who Seth Rogen is. I just feel like they got big actors for a movie that none of the kids are really going to know who these people are.
Yeah. That's just the way it is now, isn't it? Like, it does seem to be a way to promote the movie, is to bring in, and I think it's also the ons. I think they get a kick out of casting the most random names together. Although these names together aren't that random, really, but they also are a little bit random, I guess.
I'd tell you one thing, a little side note before we go on it, just because we're talking about voice actors. I watched a video essay the other day. The new Hotel Transylvania movie, the one that went to Amazon, doesn't star Adam Sandler.
Might as well have been it.
They've cast a YouTube star who got famous for doing Adam Sandler's impression of Dracula on Hotel Transylvania. And if you listen to him, it's uncanny. You would not know that's Adam Sandler. That is clever. Why couldn't they do that with all these ones? Why couldn't they just get a good impersonator to impersonate Chris Pratt, Jack Black, all of those names, and then it would save you a lot of money and be fine.
Is that the only name missing from the original Hotel Transylvania? Is that the only name missing?
I don't know. It's the biggest name, though. It's the biggest name.
It is the biggest name. I'm kind of glad because it means that we don't have to do another Adam Sandler updated list.
I thought we did. When we did Hustle, I was like, how come we never did Transylvania? And every time I looked, he was never billed for it. But I saw the trailers and I thought, but he's in it. I can see he's in it. And then you hear his voice, you think, that's his voice. And then you realise that someone has just really done a very good job at mimicking him.
That's really
in
odd.
In fact, he could be his body replacement. He could just, like, anytime Adam Sandler doesn't want to do a movie, he just sends in that guy. It'd be a bit like Homer Simpson when he was Krusty the Clown, and Krusty the Clown used to give him the jobs he never wanted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he could do it. He doesn't look, the problem is he doesn't look anything like him. I need to hear this voice now because I haven't fucking heard it. Let me get on YouTube right now and just hear
it. It is interesting.
Okay, I'm going to do this in real time so I can hear this. Adam Sandler. Oh, I don't want to hear him do. I don't want to hear him do the voice of Dracula. I want to hear him do just Adam Sandler normally.
No, I think he just does Dracula.
Does he?
I think that's the only one he does. I don't think he does any other Adam Sandler ones. He can only play Adam Sandler as a Dracula in movies. Like, if he did Punch Drunk Love 2, he'd have to do Adam Sandler as Dracula.
Okay, I found a YouTube video. I'm going to listen to it. I'm Dracula in the new movie. Brilliant advertising straight away. Let's hear this out. Let's really hear this out. He kind of sounds like him anyway. Is that the peak right there? Yeah, he did at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play. He does sound like
him. He does a good job. I've heard the back-to-backs of, like, I do not go, blah, blah, blah. but I mean, further aside from the voice, which is pretty, it just feels weird. It does, you know, when you hear a voice, you think it doesn't match with the face. It does. Feels like that.
Do you think, right? Do you think the reason why he hasn't done that is because he has a Netflix deal and this is an Amazon original? Do you think that might be why? I think that's probably why. I've just seen it. It's an Amazon original. Adam Sandler.
I was still talking about Adam.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought you were talking about Chris Pratt. I'm like, Chris Pratt's got a Netflix deal?
We'll go back to Chris Pratt in a minute. But, mate, okay. that's got to be the reason why, hasn't it? That's the reason why they've got someone who sounds like him, because they've obviously sold the rights to Amazon. And Adam Sandler has probably an exclusivity deal with Netflix in terms of working with streaming. I would say that they probably wouldn't be too happy if he did an Amazon movie. It's probably a clause in his contract. So maybe that's why.
I was going to say, I mean, Adam Sandler, we love you, but you do make a lot of crap. We're surprised that you would go, too much crap. Too much crap like for me, that one.
I feel like he would have done that, because I think doing voice acting is probably quite great for actors, isn't it? They're just in the studio, just in a booth, and they can turn up in their flip-flops. You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. Well, he does that in his movies anyway, doesn't he? He's been casual for a long time in his movies.
He's killing it, man. He's killing it.
It's just shorts and a polo shirt, and he's rocking it.
Basketball shorts as well that come down to his ankles.
Yeah, that's
it. Great. It's fantastic.
And he casts his kids, his wife, his friends. It's almost like he hasn't left the house.
It's great. We love it. And that's probably why. But yeah, I would say that's. I think it's as simple as Amazon's original, and they also can't do it without Dracula, can they? This movie, so they probably
he
thought
is the main guy.
They probably thought, oh, this is probably one of those situations where, like, who can we get who's on the level as Adam Sandler? Fuck it, let's just get one who sounds like Adam Sandler. And we have to pay him significantly less. This is a win-win for the Hotel Transylvania franchise. We can make another 10 movies without having to pay Adam Sandler.
And we will call him Alex Sandler, so he won't even know that he's not Adam Sandler.
Kids would know. Kids would fucking know anyway.
They only hear the voice, don't they? Yeah, they wouldn't even know who Adam Sandler was, let's be honest. No, we're going back to the Chris Pratt thing. Like,
yeah, let's go back to Chris Pratt, Let's go back to Chris Pratt.
Okay. Aside from the voice, which is, the face and the voice don't match up at all, I really thought this was a shit trailer.
Yeah.
Like, if this is the teaser, this is what you're going to bring us. This was terrible. It wasn't funny. The animation looked bad as well, I thought.
it kind of reminded me of the Angry Birds movie. I feel like it's along the same lines as that. Like, we really don't need this movie, for starters.
No.
And secondly, it does look really kind of corny. It doesn't look like the Lego movie. You know, like the Lego movie was like, oh, this is a fucking good movie. Like, it's like just, like, animated movies now have to live up. They have to be good movies, right? Because they've done it. Animated movies have been good movies. So now, if you make an animated movie, you can't just get away with being kind of cutesy and there being a few little cheap laughs and a few little in-jokes, maybe like something about Mario's mustache or something, you know, I don't know. It's just little corny jokes you can't get away with anymore. It has to be a good
movie. It's still
going to
make a lot of money, though. I think it's still going to make a lot of money, unfortunately.
People are stupid. People are suckers for an iconic fucking character and stuff like that, yeah.
It's an IP, isn't it? It's like, hey, I know Super Mario, bro.
It's good SEO.
We'll go and watch that.
And it's probably piss easy to market as well, because everyone knows Super Mario, so the marketing of this is going to be easy. It's going to catch attention.
I bet it just says, like, we ain't even going to try. We know you're going to watch it.
Exactly.
It's cold out there. You're going to come inside.
Also, this movie's had a lot of press around it already. It comes out in 2023. It comes out in, like, April 2023, and we're hearing about this movie all the time. It's like the Barbie movie. When that comes out, people are going to go flock to see that movie because there's been so much press around it.
I think they did that on purpose, because you think of Sonic, all the sticks Sonic got for him not looking right, and then they fixed it. I just feel that they've done the same with the Chris Pratt situation. I think they've really, like, if we know it's going to make money, and if we get them to highlight it, they're going to want to watch it. Even if they're like, no, that's a terrible voice, they're still going to go and watch it just to moan about the voice. I think it's clever. No publicity is never good or bad. You know, bad publicity is good publicity.
Absolutely, especially for a movie that's going to make money. Do you know what I mean? Like, all they have to do is get bums in seats, and the people will put their bum in a seat just to hate a movie. That is why movies are so smart. This is why bad movies make money, because, yeah, people want to hate certain movies, and I think that goes, works in their favour. I mean, we'll probably do a fucking episode on it. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We may as
review
well.
Some shit. Why not?
Fuck it. Should we get on to the main event, or have you got any more bits and bobs?
No, let's go straight into it.
Main event time. Right, so this week I decided to pick a movie that is new to Amazon Prime. It came out in September this year, and it's a remake, Good Night, Mummy. And I thought, if we do this movie...
Good night, Vienna.
If we do this movie, it would be so wrong for us to review this movie and me not have seen the original. So I watched both, and you've already watched both, which I know. Mm-hmm. So we can compare the two, because couldn't do a review on this movie without talking about the original. It wouldn't make any sense. And I watched the remake first and then the original. And I could tell you what, that's the way around to do it. I'm telling you, man.
That is, because it's kind of like having a shit start and then a better main.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
It's like someone punching you in the face and then giving you a slice of cake. You know what I mean? It's like, ah! Oh, God. I didn't hate this movie until I watched the original. And then I thought, fuck me, they went off course, and they really, really ruined it. Well, it didn't ruin it, but, like, I think the story is good. The story is so good that...
I think there's... It goes down that road, which I hate, which is cheap horror. I think it goes down the cheap horror road.
It does
road,
go down the cheap horror
like
road.
The dream... I hate... The one thing I hate that horror does is scary dream sequences. Because they're just cheap. And this movie... It didn't... again, maybe if you don't see the original, you can kind of... If the original didn't exist, you could accept the dream sequences. But when you've seen the original, and you're like, well, the original never did that, it doesn't help its cause, does it? It just feels cheap and needless.
You're right, yeah. So mine was a real hindsight review of the movie. Because I kind of enjoyed the original when I watched it in this... I enjoyed the remake when I watched it, because I really liked the story. But to be fair, after watching... the original, that is the only thing it retained, really, was the good story, and that was already done for it. You know what I mean? Like, that was 50% of the work. The rest, they needed to do something, and they took away almost the best element of the original, which was that it was fucking dark and it was gruesome, and it was like the torture scenes are probably the best scenes.
Mysterious.
Yeah, it was mysterious. It was creepy. It was unsettling. I don't think this movie was unsettling, the 2022 one.
No. I think they Americanized it too much.
They did.
They took away the grimness of it, and they kind of gave it these cliche edges, like the police coming round. Again, they swapped it. It wasn't the police in the original.
No.
And why couldn't it be Samaritans? Why did it have to be police? Because everyone, how often have you seen a horror movie where the police come to the door? It's so overdone.
It is cliche.
The twist, if you will. I mean, all right, I saw the first one first, but it feels so obvious. It feels like you could see the twist coming in the remake. I've realized that Goodnight Mummy is pretty much A Tale of Two Sisters, which is a South Korean movie, which they also did a remake called The Uninvited, which is actually a decent remake.
The Uninvited,
and that's the same story. You probably have it starred Elizabeth Banks.
I have seen that movie. Yeah,
yeah, and that is Goodnight Mummy is pretty much the Tale of Two Sisters.
Mm.
It's pretty much the same story. It's no different, but what holds up the original is the fact that it is a lot more watered down. It's a lot more grim, and it's a lot more ambiguous. And this one just feels a bit... I feel sorry for Naomi Watts, because she's... I'm a big Naomi Watts fan. I've always thought she's a great actress. And I just feel like her character is not very interesting in this version.
No. I think she actually has a good performance in this movie as well. I think she...
But she's always good. Yeah. There's not many times she's not good.
That's true. That is very true. They did well to get her. I think someone else may have... She kind of carried the movie a little bit, didn't she, with her scenes? Her scenes were pretty good. But yeah, right, they didn't give her much, did they? If you compare her to the other mother in the original, they didn't give her much at all. And they kind of made it kind of obvious as well. They kind of carried her as like the main villain for almost too long in the remake, whereas in the original, when the kid starts being... Well, the kids start being fucking creepy and shit, you're like, this is way more interesting. And probably the best element. Like, they just cut out all the torture scenes. They're just like, let's make these kids like fucking damsels in distress for the whole movie.
Yeah, they got out of the... She got out of the torture scene pretty quickly.
It was in really good torture jumped. Scene, did she? She was just really, tied to the bed
it
and
really
left
jumped
there.
That movie.
Also, pouring cold water on someone, that you fucking do that. You do that to your mates on, like, when they're asleep for a laugh. That's not torture. Is that torture? Ice cold water on someone? You just dump that on someone, like, if you're having, like, a lad's weekend somewhere, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. That. I mean,
people have done worse.
That's what they're doing. People do waterboarding to torture criminals. So I suppose, yeah, it's sort of like a poor man's waterboarding, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not a waterboard, is it? A waterboarder would be like the towel over the face and then poured directly on. So that would be waterboarding. Dumping water on someone.
If she kept the bandages on, that would be waterboarding.
Yeah, if she kept the bandages on, that would be waterboarding. But they didn't do that. They just allowed her to just be annoyed at it. So that was a bit of a cop-out, to be honest with you. Also, I think the kids in the original, way creepier looking. Way creepier looking.
Yeah, too good looking in this movie. Too polished. Too pretty. You know what I mean? They're too cutesy.
Yeah, they're too innocent looking, aren't they? They're innocent throughout. Whereas in the other one, the kids, they kind of have a little bit of weirdness about them from the very off. And you're kind of like, these kids are fucking weird.
It's like they took them out of a Disney playhouse thing.
Yeah, they could play.
You know, they look too Disney-fied.
They look like they came out of like fucking... an Anthony Horowitz, you know, book, don't they? You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of the bad ones.
Yeah, one of the bad ones. So any Anthony Horowitz. I'm joking.
Very much. Fine. No, we don't like
him. He has horror in his name. He's worth a mention. But yeah, let's talk about the differences in the twist, because the twist is the main bit that you go, oh, do you see it coming? I think the this movie does a good job of distracting you from a potential twist by thinking that the mother's going to be the twist the whole time when it's not. Mm. The story does a really good job of distracting you with that. Even when it has
which one, the first one or the
I would say they both do quite a good job. There was times though with the remake where I think the interactions were a bit obvious, where like the police come to the door and he's like hiding behind the side of the door and they're only questioning him, and like that sort of shit is kind of obvious. It's like, why would they not ask where the little brother was and things like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's always Elias.
And they start towards the second half of the movie, they were saying his name a lot more than the first, you know what you know what I mean, his name was mentioned a lot more, whereas in the first section of the first half of the movie you could be confused as to who was who at times, but the second half you're like, it's very clearly this kid's going mad and the other kid's perfectly calm, but he's whispering in his ear all the time, you know what I mean?
I think the problem with a remake is if you're going to make a remake, you want to branch out a little bit from the story. And I feel like the only thing they branched out was scary dream sequences. Like, they added nothing better to the story. They kept the same beats, and the things they did add were poor.
But do you know, the problem, my thing is, with the first dream sequence, I was like, this is actually a nice little turn that this is happening here. It's a fucking alien.
It's not if you've seen the original.
But I hadn't seen the original at this point. So for me, I was like, oh. And then when the kid woke up, I was like, ugh. And then when they did it again, I was like, why are we doing this again? We know it's a dream now. Yeah. So the effect is completely lost. So why are we doing another dream sequence of the same thing?
I just think dream sequences are lazy.
It was lazy filler, wasn't it? It was lazy filler. They were like, we can't do the torture scene, so let's put this weird scene in.
Only time dream sequences work in movies for me is if, one, the whole thing's a dream, or two, like American Werewolf in London, where the whole dream thing is funny because he's now a werewolf, so his dreams are him running in the forest, which is funny.
That is funny.
Because that's funny. And when it's funny, it's funny, but like...
That's a quirk, yeah, that's a good quirk. I think I would have to disagree if you say, and it was all a dream. I think that's shite. If you end the movie with
only if it's ambiguous enough that you don't know what's dream and what's reality. For example, Inception, like the end when the totem, when the totem is still spinning, that is kind of, and it's all a dream, but you see it rock a little bit, that it kind of makes you think, or is it? Now that's a good ending. Everyone thinks that's a good ending, but that is an ending which is could possibly be, oh, it's all a dream.
Mm.
But I tell you what, if they woke up at the end of that fucking movie, I would have gave this one a scathing review.
I wish I woke up at the end of the movie and it was all a dream. Comparing the two, come on. There's no fucking doubt, is there, which one's better? But you always know that's going to be the case. That, you know, the original is always going to be better. But in this case, it is head and shoulders above, isn't it?
I don't know why they remade this.
Nor do I.
Is my question. And the reason I say that
watered
is because...
Watered down version. That's what they did. Maybe that's what they wanted.
Not only that, but I mean, they used to remake foreign films because not many people saw them. And then they'd go in the cinema and they'd have this highlight. But it was on Amazon Prime. But secondly, Goodnight Mummy, the original, has been on Amazon Prime for ages. Mm. Like, it's more accessible to find these movies like RRR. So, but if you're going to remake him, you've got to remake him. You've got to make him like really different, really like more ambitious. And like the Goodnight Mummy one, the original, was quite low budget. It's a one setting place. It's got very few actors. And the remake is exactly the same. Mm. So it's like, why remake it? I don't understand the point of it, apart from the fact that it's in English, which I just think, like, these days, like I said, I think if Goodnight Mummy was in the cinema, the Austrian one, you probably wouldn't watch it. But on a streaming platform, you'd probably give it a go.
Yeah, you probably would. You would give it a go. You would give it a go. Why would they? Why would they do that? They kept the names of the kids as well the same, Elias and Lucas. Is Elias a German Austrian name?
Yeah, they are kind of like
they are in
German.
Especially the way they're spelled.
Even how they pronounce Lucas is still with the. It's honestly like they just got the script out and said, "Here you go, just use that." But put some dream sequences in.
Okay, yeah, cut out a few of the. They were like, "Oh, that's a bit dark. Get rid of that."
Yeah.
Oh, get rid of that as well.
I'm Ben. No, I said turn in English. Oh, okay.
Line, yeah. Completely stupid. But I think the reveals and the little kind of clues in the that you could kind of piece together in the original were better as well. There's more to talk about in that. Like there's little bits where you're like you kind of question the surgery a bit more. You kind of question the death. Whereas in this one, it's like you shot him. It was like, oh, great. So we don't have anything to figure out there. Whereas in the original, it's a lot more mysterious. It's like, did he drown? What happened to this? What happened to him? Was it his fault?
It's more ambiguous.
Yeah.
It almost feels like the ending could be that the mother is lying and it's a manipulation upon a manipulation. Whereas this one's like, no, it's clear that you're a wacko. You killed your brother.
Yeah, they did.
And now you killed me.
They definitely simplified that. They were like, you're a wacko. You killed your brother. And now you've killed me. But in the original, they were like, it's kind of dealing more with the loss of his twin brother. Whereas that one's more like the guilt of his twin brother in that sense. But I think the loss is a lot more explainable as to why he's going a bit crazy, and the sense that the mother has stopped acknowledging the twin brother that is no longer there. The mother has completely stopped acknowledging him. So that was way more interesting. And it was way more interesting with the mother ignoring him as well.
Mm.
And it felt more real when she was kind of snapping at him early on.
Well, yeah, because obviously she's lost her child, so it makes sense. I kind of wish they'd play that part a little bit more,
yeah,
so that you could see how fractured the mother was when they just had weird bits in it where she's dancing sexually in front of a mirror.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I
didn't get that.
I didn't. Yeah, it just felt like a one-off. Make it seem like you're really creepy.
Yeah,
explain the bandages on her face either.
No, they didn't. They didn't. Well, that was another thing, actually. The bandage on the face if you compare the two, you look at one and it's like proper bandage on the face. The second one is like a mask. And it's kind of like,
yeah.
I felt just kind of like, that's such a tool for the trailer, isn't it? Like, it kind of looks creepier like that than her just having an actual bandaged face. Her having a mask looks a lot creepier, and that's what they went for.
I can't remember the original, but does she take the bandages off?
The bandages do come off eventually. I can't remember which one do they. Is it one of them that rips it off, or is it her that takes it off?
And what does her face look like?
It's just kind of like, well, it is their real mother. Yeah. So the woman says, "Burn her face." Yeah. So that when they come back and she suddenly has the mask off on the remake, it's kind of like they kind of played that bit where the music goes doom. They kind of played that bit to be like, ooh, look, it's her, but is it actually her? I mean, it's kind of like, huh?
I couldn't remember. I thought the original that she was in a fire and she had like burn scars on her face, and that's why it was covered.
No, she didn't have burn scars.
What does she have?
So it was the reason why she got the surgery, they think, it was nothing to do with like burn scars or anything like that. It was because she wanted to kind of get her career back on track, didn't she? She wanted to get her...
I saw like a facelift.
Yeah, so it seemed like it was cosmetic, like facial surgery and for vain reasons rather than anything else. And they kind of hint at that with this one as well, don't they? That, you know, the fact that she's a celebrity and they're like, oh, well, I'll send you some signed Blu-rays and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? There is that hint as well.
Well, that was weird as well. 2022, who's buying Blu-rays apart from
it's a good fucking buy. It's a good fucking buy. It's a good buy. Would you say, like, take the original aside? Would you say this is a good movie by itself, or would you just firmly say it's not a good movie? What makes you say that?
A couple of reasons. One is, I think at the moment, for a few years now, we've been living in the golden age of horror, and I'm not. You know, this has been quite commonly known as the golden age of horror. When you look at the people that are in horror and the movies that get produced, especially when you look at Blumhouse and A24, there's some really quality movies out there that are ones that are really fun. When you think of a movie like The Invisible Man, or you know, the Insidious movies or anything. And then you've got these really cerebral ones, like when you've got Us, or you've got what's the movie you watched recently? I forgot its name. Midsommar. Or The Lighthouse. You've got some really like well-made movies there. And I think Goodnight Mummy, it's been done before, and it's so obvious it's been done before. I mean, a lot of the movies we've just said, and they're not like original. They've got extras of movies you've seen stitched together. But this movie just feels like too by the numbers for me. It just feels a bit generic, and I found myself switching off. And I believe I wasn't a huge fan of the original, by the way, either. I thought the original was good. You know, I thought it was good, but it wasn't anything that I was like, wow, this is amazing. So it's not like I had such a love for it that I didn't want it to be touched. I was indifferent about that. But I just feel that they took a good story, which I've seen before. Like, it's A Tale of Two Sisters. It's the same story. But it's like a lesser version of it.
Completely watered down for an American audience.
Too glossy as well. I thought it was too glossy.
Way too glossy. They made quite an interesting story very plain, didn't they? They kind of took the flavour out of the meal, you know. They didn't season the chicken. You know what I mean? They kind of just...
This is a movie that... You know when people say that streamer movies are TV movies? This is a movie that basically justifies that saying. Because this feels like a movie... This don't feel like a movie you go to the cinema to see. This feels like a movie that gets a premiere on Sci-Fi, new Sci-Fi's movie. This feels like a TV movie.
It does feel like a TV movie. It really does. It's very, very forgettable. Very, very forgettable. One of the differences at the end as well was the very obvious death of Elias. The very obvious death that Elias died, and then at the end, the three of them are reunited in the cornfield, and then they stare down the camera, which is fucking creepy.
Not only that, but why has suddenly this movie got a supernatural turn? Like, apart from the dream sequences, which were dream sequences, this story is very grounded. Why have we got suddenly a supernatural element where the ghosts are getting together?
In the original.
In both of them, I never understood that.
Well,
the movie's so fucking grounded. What's the point?
I suppose there was always a bit of supernatural with Lucas being there throughout the whole movie, anyway. So that element was still there, but it is odd that they all reunited happily. It's kind of like who's imagining this? Is this what it's at? Is this what it's like? Are they all happy together in the afterlife? Surely you'd hold a bit of grudges. Like, if you killed me and then a week later you fucking dropped in, I'd be like, you bastard. You got a nerve to show your face around here, man. I'd be fuming. Wouldn't you? They all get together. We'll forget. We're all dead now. We'll forgive each other. Stupid. And then
the afterlife's all about.
And then in the remake, it was kind of like he ran away from the barn. It was on fire. He pukes on the ground, and then he looks up, and his mother's there, and they're both there to show that they're both dead now, and he can see both of them. And it's kind of like, what now? Is this just a crazy kid that's going to end up in prison and see his ghost of his brother and his mother forever? What the hell is now? What is it?
At least that one was sort of like he imagines that his mother didn't die and that she is alive. I think that at least that one sort of made the sense of like...
He preferred that one.
Oh, no. I think the ending to that one at least made sense in terms of that he can only see his brother. So now that he's killed this imposter woman, now he's found his mother. His mother's safe and they're all together. Yeah. That made a little bit more sense than the supernatural element, which was it was such a grand movie, the fact that it had a supernatural element. I don't believe imaginary... It's a misdirection. The second kid there is a misdirection. I wouldn't say it's supernatural because he's not there. But, yeah, I did think it was... I don't know. I'd like it to be a lot more grimmer.
Yeah.
Like, for me, if I ended it, maybe I'm a sick bastard, but I'd want the mother to kill the kid. I think that would be a better ending.
That would be
I think that would be. I just think, because then it's playing with you that, oh, is she really their mother? Or were they right in the end? Only one of the kids, and then have the other one, like, completely scared. Like, a misdirection. That's how I would do it. That's how I'd end it.
Where?
So it would feel like, oh, wait a minute. Is the other one still alive? Are they actually both twins? One still alive? Or has she accidentally killed her son by accident? And it's a misdirection, and the imaginary twin's still there is a misdirection. I think that ends it better than how they did. Cover me if you want. There's a script doctor right here. I'll sort it out for you. I think that would be better. That's how I would have ended it if I could.
That's a better ending than what the 2022 version did, where the mother's like, it wasn't your fault, it was an accident, you shot him, there's the bullet hole, and he gets angry, pushes her over the barn, and then she falls... And then sets fire to the barn. And let's backtrack here for a second. We had Blu-rays, and now suddenly the mother's walking around the barn holding a fucking candle like she's Nicole Kidman in The Others. And we're supposed to be okay with that? She'd use her iPhone torch, wouldn't she? Like a normal person in this day and age? Or just not even a torch. That, but... Like, we've even moved on from torches. We're not having candles in... What are they even called in the fucking thing? We don't have them anymore. And you wouldn't take that to a barn when you... This kid's on the edge. Let's bring fucking fire to the barn.
How fucking cliche, a fucking barn in a horror movie. Yeah, we've never seen a barn in a horror movie before. I mean, come on. It's so cliche. This movie could have been made by the Cabin in the Woods fucking guys in that fucking room. This is how cliche this movie is.
Yeah, there's no reason
for her to have a barn. Imagine them taking bets right now.
There's no reason for her to have a barn. Also, another question I have. Like, he shot him? Are we just going to let that? We're just going to let that one go? There's guns hanging around here?
Yeah. Well, they live in a... They live in the bar, you know, they live in the farm.
I just let that slide.
It felt just too quick. You're playing with a gun, you shot him, it's like, but we never saw, did you see a gun in this movie? I don't remember seeing a gun, like a misdirection of like a gun. Normally, if there's a prop that's going to be used in the movie or has been used, it's normally referenced before you actually see the twist, like, oh, you shot him.
Yeah, there's only a little bit of a clue. And then they suddenly...
Why couldn't...
In one of the flashback scenes, there was two random blonde kids running around, and you were like, hold on a minute, who the fuck are they? Are we supposed to believe now that they just hired these two twins just to run around in a circle and go, we'll use that scene, that would be good. What was that about? The flashback scene was also pointless. It was like they were doing a big reveal of like, look, all of these little clues we laid, the foundations of all these clues we laid. And there was just one scene where he said to her, you split us in half. And then the other scene where she scrunches up the paper and puts it in the bin. And then that was it. And the rest was like, just like a montage of their best bits from the movie.
I never understand that. I don't understand the reveal. It's not The Sixth Sense. Let's just be honest. It's not The Sixth Sense where you need to rewatch and think, hang on a minute, he's a ghost? It's like, this one is like two moments to say, hang on, maybe the kid's not really there. It's like, what about all the other times when they just... Maybe they should have just been a montage of them just saying Elias all the time. Elias, 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 hang on a minute. They never said Lucas. Elias. I mean, that's how fucking blatant this movie is.
It was very blatant. It was, I mean, the mother didn't even look at him, the other kid. The other kid wasn't even there. Yeah. So stupid. It's so stupid. But it was an interesting way to kick off the Halloween series because we have, you know, we're not going to love every movie. I mean, it's great we didn't love this movie. I think we've loved too many movies recently, I'll be honest.
To be honest, as soon as you picked this movie, I knew I wasn't going to like it. I just thought, the other one was okay, but I was like, I'm not going to watch this version. Then I saw the rating, and I thought, it's obviously shit. Because it's got like a shit rating, so it's obviously bad.
We got to compare the two.
And that was right.
And that was the fun bit. Let's put this in a...
It's like ordering a meal that you know you're not going to like, and when you get it and you take one bite, you're like, I know.
And you know it's going to give you the shits.
And then you get the shits as well.
Ah, the shits. Right, speaking of the shits, let's put this movie in its rating box. Good, bad, what the fuck?
It's bad.
I think bad, yeah, bad. I'd also put it in, what the fuck were you thinking? What the fuck were they thinking? We'll put it in there as well.
No, I don't think it was what the fuck. It was just very generic.
What the fuck? It was just like, why were they making this movie? Do you know what I mean? Why bother?
It was an average horror movie.
Bang average.
Like an average, below average sort of horror movie. So it's just bad.
Bang.
They don't even deserve a what the fuck. It's just bad.
It's bad. All right, we'll put it in bad. And we'll move on to part three. Welcome back to part three. Okay, I didn't tell you what was going to happen in this bit because I thought we've done too many top fives lately. Let's do something a bit more fun. And because I was in control, this is...
Top four.
This is fun for me. It's a Halloween quiz.
You're going to make me quiz again.
But it's a Halloween quiz of a theme because I was obviously looking at the original Goodnight Mummy movie. It was selected as the Austrian entry for the best foreign language film at the 88th Academy Awards, but it was not nominated. And I thought, horror...
They must have had some shit movies.
Yeah, they must have. But horror movies and the Oscars haven't always seen eye to eye. So I thought, let's do a quiz based on the ones that have seen eye to eye. And I thought, you also have very good knowledge of the Oscars. So let's put that to the test. Okay. I've got 8 questions for you. And they're all Oscar horror related. Eight questions, yeah. See how many you can get. First question is only worth 1 point because, you know, you're supposed to know your shit.
It's the first answer to the first question, Japan.
Damn it, how did he know? it's not. Is that a genuine answer?
Was that reference lost on you?
That was a bit lost on me. I think it was The Simpsons. But.
The Simpsons, when they do the Super Family quiz show. They've got a question. Mark. It's the first answer, Japan. It is.
That is good. I forgot that's a good episode. I forgot about that one. Anyway, question one. 6 horror films have been nominated for Best Picture in the history.
Right.
These films are... Right, okay, so that, before you look at it, generic horror movies.
Subjective, yeah.
Not subjective, that is what they have been described as, or, you know, what genre they are kind of sitting in, but I wouldn't say they're necessarily horror movies, all of them. But
okay,
there are 6. Can you name all 6? You don't have to give me the years, just give me the film.
I'll try and give you the year as well. If I can. So The Exorcist, 1973.
That's one.
Now, I believe this one also counts. And if you say no, I think you're wrong. Jaws, 1975.
It counts.
That's got to be a horror movie.
It is.
Yeah, it counts.
That's why I gave the spiel at the start.
The Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Yep. I mean, at the moment, you've got these in written order of how I've got them. So I've got. Are you sharing my screen somehow?
No, I for a minute thought I can't think of any in the 80s. I'm going to quickly jump to the one I know in the 90s. Some people say Schindler's List, but I doubt Schindler's List one is.
No.
The Sixth Sense, 1999.
Again, we're still doing this in order. Yeah, that is 4.
Oh, cool. I know Get Out, 2017.
Correct. One more.
Oh. So raise the men from the boys, this one.
it's a Family Guy reference, I think that was.
I didn't know that.
That's what he's like.
I just got a
he goes, spell red. And he goes, ooh.
Red.
Go on, you can find a one.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Shape of Water?
No.
No, you won't count the Shape of Water?
Hasn't been counted. Shape of Water is a romantic fantasy film.
It's got a giant evil squid-like person.
But it fucks it. I don't know if you've ever seen the main villain be the sexual attraction of the movie.
Joker?
Nope.
I've drawn a blank.
Black Swan. I can tell you're annoyed about that.
I don't know about that one. I suppose it's your stupid quiz.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a point for that one because you got 5 out of 6. I think that's close enough. And I do agree, a few of them are a little bit, you know, thingy. But this is what they're saying, all right? This is what they're saying. Okay. So now, all of these next questions are the same sort of question. These are the Oscar films that... these are the horror films that won an Oscar at the Academy Awards. And I want you to tell me what Oscar they won. So in 1976, The Omen won an Oscar. What Oscar did it win?
One Oscar. I can't remember if it won. I think it won Best Original Song. That one.
It was nominated for Best Original Song.
So it was Best Original Score then.
Correct.
Yeah. I know it was either one of those two, but I can't remember.
That's good. That's good. Good knowledge. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde won an Oscar in 1931. What was it for?
That was Best Actor, Frederick March.
Correct. The Exorcist failed to win Best Picture, but which accolade did it take home? I've worded these like a fucking pub quizzer. I should be a pub quizzer.
You have. I know it didn't win Best Actress, Director, Screenplay, or any of that stuff, so... I don't know if it won Best Original Song. I'm going to say Cinematography.
Best Adapted Screenplay.
I did go Best Adapted Screenplay.
Yeah. Best Adapted Screenplay. First one wrong. Here we go. Not 100% for you. Bram Stoker's... Oh, sorry, not Stoker.
What did he stroke? Bram's been stroking Dracula.
Struck Dracula. La 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 la. Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1992, won an Oscar. Which Oscar did it win?
One Oscar, was it?
Yes.
Makeup? Yeah, okay.
No. It wasn't makeup. I'll let you have one more guess. It wasn't makeup.
Cinematography.
Incorrect. Best costume art direction. Design. No, you only get two. You can't be fucking naming every category.
Gary Oldman.
Question number 6. The Fly in 1986. What an Oscar.
Best makeup.
Correct.
Yeah.
Question number 7. Alien, 1979. Which Oscar?
Alien.
Which Oscar?
Visual effects.
Correct. And the final question... Rosemary's Baby, 1968. What Oscar?
Ruth Gordon, Best Supporting Actress.
Didn't he even fucking hesitate, did he? Correct. So, 6 out of 8. That's not bad. 6 out of 8 is not bad. And I gave you a point as well for that first one, even though you'd missed out Black Swan.
Yeah, I don't think Bram Stoker's Dracula is much of a horror movie. The Exorcist is a comedy, surely.
Yeah, some would say.
True questions.
Some would say.
Spell red.
Some would say. That's a tough one.
I can see it there, all red and such. So I can see they're all red and
oh,
such.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, sorry, I got it wrong. What colour is a fire truck? That's what the question was.
Ooh, fire truck. Fire truck.
Ooh, I can see it there. All red. That's right. What? That's right, it's red. Great, great bit. Anyway, that concludes the end of the horror quiz. Hopefully there'll be many more.
What prizes are there today, Jimmy? Well, a lawnmower.
Not bad, not bad. And a cape.
Not bad. I'll take the cape.
Right, let's move on to what we'll be watching next week.
Well, I saw your Amazon new movie.
Ooh.
And I raised you an Amazon new movie. So we're sticking on Amazon, and I just happened to find it purely by chance. I was just flicking through and I had an idea of what I wanted. And then as soon as I saw this, I thought, I'm throwing everything aside because this is meant to be one of the best horror movies to come out of 2022. So we're going to watch Ty West's X.
X.
Now, X, I'll give you the synopsis. Yep. In 1979, a group of young filmmakers set out to make an adult film in rural Texas. But when their reclusive elderly host catch them in the act, the cast find themselves fighting for their lives.
Ooh. Sounds interesting.
Ooh.
Sounds interesting. Yeah. And you're saying it is the best horror movie to come out of 2022?
One of the best. One of the best. One of the best is up there. One of the best.
I have actually heard a lot of good things about this movie. I know that it stars Kid Cudi. I know that it stars Mia Goth.
Yep.
So.
I also know that Ty West and Mia Goth made two movies this year. Together, this one and the second one called Pearl. So they did two for one. I think the cast of Pearl are the same as X, if I'm right.
The exact same cast.
I think so.
That's fucking...
I'm just going to... I know Mia Goth is it. I swear it's like a spiritual sequel to X.
Yeah, it is, like yeah. I don't want to read too much about that because that might give away the other one. Came out the same year. Interesting.
Yeah, no, it came out the same year, yeah. He had time to make two movies.
Fair fucking play. Why not? He kind of looks like Shia LaBeouf. And she's going out with Shia LaBeouf. Oh, she has his kid.
And Ty West kind of looks like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I know. Suspicious. Okay. That's on Amazon. He's got another one. Have I seen one of it? Yes, I have. What have I seen from him? I don't know if Cabin Fever 2 really counts.
I don't think I have seen Cabin Fever 2, but hold your horses there, Diggy, because maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Ty West next week.
Interesting. Okay, we'll save the Ty West chat for next week.
Yes.
And we'll see you then.
Yes. Now, yes.
Goodbye. You're gonna say goodbye?
Goodbye. Oh, yeah, there we go. I'll say goodbye. There we go. Bye.
Goodbye.
Watch horror movies.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.